We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos. We're in the middle of Hilchos Birchas HaShachar, Halacha Hey, paragraph Chaf Vav. So we've had quite a bit of discussion so far. This halacha is based on chapter 215 in Likutei Moran, which deals with a number of very important topics. One of the topics is, we know that one of the things that Klal Yisrael deals with, and each and every individual Jew, is the issue of Gzar Din, that by Hashem, Kaviyochel, Hashem shows two faces to Klal Yisrael and to the world. Sometimes he shows us a face of kindness, and sometimes he shows us a face of din, judgment, harshness. The Torah starts, Bereshis Bara Elokim Es Hashmayim Va Esoretz. In the beginning, Hashem created the world with Midas Hadin, judgment, justice, fairness. The Gemara goes on to say that Hashem saw, as things were going on, that the world would not have too long an existence if he keeps it that way. So Hashem was Shiteif Midas Harachmim LeMidas Hadin. He combined Chesed and Din. B'yoyim Asois Hashem Elokim Eretz V'Shamoyim, the Pasuk says. And throughout the entire Torah, we have the interplay between these two. Sometimes we see Hashem's Chesed, sometimes Hashem's Din. And our tefillah, the tefillah of Klal Yisrael throughout, you find these terms constantly being brought up, that we're asking Hashem to change and exchange any Midas Hadin that's coming towards us, to replace it with Rachmim, Chesed, Rachmonos. And we mentioned earlier that this is the avoida of every single Jew. This is the responsibility of every single Jew, both on a personal level, for myself, for my family, for my friends, to try to remove the din and replace it with rachmim. One of the terms that's used is hamtokas hadin, sweetening the din. We know, for example, one of the holiest days of the year, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, who isn't aware of the greatness of Rosh Hashanah and the mitzvah d'oraisa of Rosh Hashanah, which is blowing shofar? The Gemara, the Halacha, and all the Sfarim tell us it's all about Hamtokas Hadin, that this day was designated by Hashem as a Yoim Hadin, a day of judgment, when all of man comes before Hashem to be judged, and Hashem, with his infinite kindness, set things up in such a way that there was a Yitzchak Avinu who went through an Akedah, where he was almost killed for Hashem, offered as a sacrifice to Hashem, and he ended up being replaced with a ram. And by us using the ram's horn, the shofar, on Rosh Hashanah, we remind Hashem of the fact that a Jew is all about Mesiras Nefesh, that a Jew, when push comes to shove, a Jew is prepared even to give his life for Hashem. And this is one of the major ways that we hope to bring about this Hamtokas Hadinim, that if the Midas Hadin, if the thousands or millions of angels, lo aleinu, that were created by our sins, that are standing there prepared to prosecute Klal Yisrael, all of us, if they're presenting a very good case, we hope that Hashem has what to turn it around with, to reverse it, by focusing on the ashes of the aisle that was used to replace Yitzchak Avinu and the ram's horn and everything, that Hashem will be prepared to overlook completely all the dinim, all the laws of justice, and use his protectia, as we say in Chinese, to be able to give us, to bless us with a good year. And we said that the tzaddikim, especially when the Gemara says, mi sheyesh loy choyle betoch beisoy, that if a person, lo aleinu, has somebody in their house that's ill, that's suffering in any way, the Gemara says, yelech etzel chacham v'yavakei sholav rachmim. Besides your own personal tefillah, a Jew, the Gemara advises, seek out a chacham, a talmud chacham, a tzaddik, and ask him to be mespal for you. Why? Because these tzaddikim, these talmud chachamim, are very well versed in how the court system works in heaven, just like lahavdil on earth. We have courts, we have attorneys, prosecutors. The Gemara says, Malchusa da'ara ken Malchusa da'rakia, that the kingdom, the leadership on earth, is a reflection of what goes on in Shemayim in many ways. So just like on earth, most intelligent people will not walk into a court of law on their own, no matter how smart they think they are and how intelligent and convincing. The person knows that I don't know all the ins and outs of a court system, and I don't know the rules that these guys play by. And even I could be presenting the most intelligent argument, if I present it in the wrong office to the wrong person, the wrong timing, whatever it is, it can result in nothing or make things worse. So a person tries to look for a good attorney who's qualified to represent them, etc. Lahavdil, in Kiddusha, we have the tzaddikim, who are referred to as the Sanegoron Shel Yisrael. They're the defenders of Klal Yisrael. They know Hashem much better than us. They know the defense and prosecution, how it works, much better than us. And in many cases, they're capable of reversing judgments that we on our own never could do on our own. We mentioned the example of Moshe Rabbeinu and his success in serving Klal Yisrael in this way, and the greatness of the tzaddikim who are able to take Klal Yisrael from the lowest low, from being mamish in the lowest places. We said that the Hebrew term that represents the furthest that a person could possibly move away from Hashem is called shmad. Shmad means when a person decides to turn away completely from Yiddishkeit, from Judaism, from faith in Hashem, from belief in Hashem. That's called shmad in spiritual terms. On a physical level, we have the term lahashmid, which means to annihilate, to wipe out totally. When we talk about Amalek, when we talk about our worst enemies, this was their plan, lahashmid laharog uliyabe, to wipe out completely. And Rabbeinu Zal shows in this chapter on Likutei Moran that the tzaddik, a tzaddik of the caliber of Moshe Rabbeinu, is in a position to take an individual Jew or the entire Klal Yisrael from the lowest place, from shmad, and elevate us to the closest possible connection to Hashem, which is called Ratzon. Ratzon means when Hashem feels complete goodwill towards us. We find throughout the Chumash, when it speaks about the Beis HaMikdash and all these services that were performed there by the Kohanim, the Levim, what was the objective? L'Ratzon lifnei Hashem. All of this is being done so that Hashem should receive this with goodwill, and Hashem should feel only goodwill towards us. He should accept, should be appeased completely by us, and have only good feelings towards us. That's referred to as Ratzon. And Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman, mentions in this chapter that the word Shmad is 344. The word Ratzon is 346. In the middle, you have Moshe Rabbeinu, which is 345, showing us that this is the mission, this is the responsibility of Moshe Rabbeinu to be able to take people from Shmad, like Yisrael, like his father-in-law, who the Torah testifies was the ultimate in idol worship. He was familiar with every single, he was able to make a statement, Ki Godol Hashem Mikol Ho'alekim, and elevate him to a status where Matan Torah took place in his Parsha, in Parshas Yisro, and in his Schus, in the Schus of Yisro. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu is capable of doing. One of the things we mentioned is the fact that people are familiar with the term Bezdin Shalmala, the heavenly court, when in fact, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that there are 24 major courts in heaven, Chof Dalet Botei Dinim. And Rabbi Nachman points out that just like on earth, sometimes you can have a lawyer, an attorney, who knows how to operate within certain types of courts. But if you ask him about a different court, he says, I'm sorry, that's not my field. You have to see somebody who knows how to deal with the appellate court, the different kinds of courts. So too in heaven, sometimes a person could try to present an appeal in a court, or even to try to solicit the help of a tzaddik in presenting their case in a court, and they don't realize that this tzaddik is not familiar with the court in which that person's judgment is being held. This tzaddik is great. He has a very serious kesher with Hashem. He knows a lot. He knows some of the heavenly courts, but he's not familiar with all of them. And in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal addresses this issue. He speaks about it, and he speaks about certain things in Yiddishkeit where a person can perform a certain mitzvah that can affect all 24 courts across the board. And now he's going to show us different events in the history of Klal Yisrael where we see this coming to play. Paragraph Chavav, remember we're in Mil of Halacha. For those who are here for the first time now or something, you're missing the 15 pages before this, which was building up to this, but we'll try to do what we can to make it clear. The Alkane, and based on what we've been learning here about being Mamtik the Dinim in these 24 different courts, the Alkane Mesu Chof Dalid Elef Talmidei Rabbi Akiva Bimei Hasfira. This will help us understand also why the Gemara tells us that 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva passed away during the days of the Omer. We know that any time that the Torah uses a number, there's got to be a reason for it. What a person would ask, what does it matter to us today in the year 2012 if it was 24,000 or 36,000? Why bother saying that? Say a lot of rabbis passed away. The fact that the Torah makes an issue of mentioning the number, there's got to be something in that of significance. Ki Rabbi Akiva Hoya Ben Gerim. The Gemara tells us this great, great rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, who the Gemara says was equal to or superior to Moshe Rabbeinu. It says that there was never a prophet like Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo kam novi ka Moshe Rabbeinu. Avol chacham kam, the Gemara says. But a chacham, yes. Umanoi, who is it? Rabbi Akiva. And there are two opinions whether he was equal to or superior to Moshe Rabbeinu in chachma. Ve'olo lemokoyim she'olo, Rabbi Akiva rose to the levels that he rose, ad shezocho sheyotzeson ishmosoi bi'echod. Until he was zeicha that his passing away, the Romans tortured him. He was one of the Asara Haruge Malchius, one of the 10 rabbis who were murdered in a terrible way by the Romans. His flesh was raked with iron combs. And the Gemara says that while this was taking place, his students turned to him and said, Rebbe, do something. They looked at him. They knew that he had the power, that if he wanted to put an end to this, he could do it. They knew he had that koyach. The Gemara tells stories of rabbis in the Gemara who were being challenged by different rishonim, and the tzaddik looked at the person and he turned into a pile of bones. The pasuk says, "Rak bi'enecho sabit v'shilumas rishonim tira." You just have to look with your eyes and see the rasha being paid on the spot for his rishus. So they asked him, Rebbe, do something. So Rabbi Akiva's response was, my whole life I've been waiting for this opportunity. My whole life I read the Kriya Shema and I said the words B'chol Levavcha V'chol Nafshecha, and I was waiting to be able to, now that the opportunity is being presented to me, you want me to fight it? You want me to go against it? No. And the Gemara says he proceeded to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and when he finished the word Echad, that's when his soul left him. That's when his neshama left him. He was saying the Shema, which we learned before is the Yehuda Ilah. And we said that the Shema has in it 25 letters. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad has 25 letters, which represents the concept of Bracha, Chesed, the opposite of Midas Hadin. When the Torah speaks about the Kohanim blessing the Jewish people, it says, Koi Sevorachu Es Bnei Yisrael. This is how you should bless the Jewish people. So the number 25 represents blessing, bracha, which is the opposite of klolo, or the midas hadin. The sentence, Baruch Shem Kivot Malchusa Loilam Voed, has in it 24 letters, because that represents the malchus of Hashem, which is midas hadin. The Gemara says, Dino de Malchusa Dina, that malchus is a concept of din, judgment. Melech Bamishpot Yamid Eretz. So Rabbi Akiva was a Ben Gerim, number one. Interesting. He started out from outside of Klal Yisrael. Ve'olo lemokim she'olo, and he went up to such a high place, at shezocho sheyotzeson ishmosai bi'echod, to the point where he was zeichet to give up his soul at the word echod. Nimtza, we see therefore, she'ikr bechinas hamtoko hanal al yodoi, that when we spoke earlier about hamtoka sadinim, about sweetening this midah sadin through the Shema, by reciting the Shema and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eilolam Ved, that Shema represents the 25, which is on top of the 24. The 25, with Lahavdil, when there's a game that people play, that one person puts their hand on table, the other person puts his hand on top, And the one who ends up on top wins. The Sifrei Kabbalah show us that there are many times in the Torah that we have this concept of something which has a certain numerical value, and if we can go to the number above that, then we're shoylet over the thing under it. Here, the Midas Hadin is represented by 24. In 25, we have the ability to overcome that Midas Hadin. The 25 letters of Shema Yisrael Hashem is the Hamtoka, the sweetening for the 24 letters which represent these 24 courts. We know the holiday of Hanukkah, it's brought in Sforim, that the Yevonim, their main thing, the Yevonim weren't out to murder Jews physically. The Yevonim were out to turn us away from Hashem, away from Torah. And Torah, we know, is synonymous with Emunah. The Gemara says at the end of Makkos, Bo Chavaku Kanovi Veheemidon Alachas, that Chavaku Kanovi came along and summarized the entire Yiddishkeit in one word, Emunah. Vetzadik Be'emunato Yichye. He quoted that Pasuk, that Emunah is everything. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kol Mitzvosecho Emunah. So the Greeks were anti-emunah. That was their problem. It says they said to the Jews, "Kisfu lechem al keren hashoer she'ein lechem chelek b'lokai Yisrael." We want you to write that you're leaving Hashem totally. The Greeks were defeated on the 25th day of Kislev, and the holiday is named Chanukah. It says Chanu Chafhei. The Jews rested on the 25th, meaning they came to rest in this level of emunah, in this Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. When a person doesn't believe, they're in doubt, that's referred to as unrest, uncertainty, the term uncertainty. It's brought that Amalek, who is the ultimate enemy of the Jewish people, Amalek is bigimatria sufek. Amalek is the opposite of emunah. He's trying to put us into doubt, to doubt Hashem, to doubt the Torah, to doubt the tzaddikim. And Hanukkah, again, being a holiday when the Emunah defeated the forces working against Emunah, is associated with this number 25. Avol, so this is Rabbi Akiva, who was so great. He came from Geirin, he came from Shmat, and went up to Ratzayim. His soul left him at Echad, which is the peak of Ratzayim. Avol Talmidov, however, his students, despite the fact that they were holy and they were very great tzaddikim, avol pogmu, they committed a pigam, al yidei shelo ahava beinayim. There wasn't the proper love and mutual respect between them. V'alkein lo yhoyo behem koyach lahamshich hatikun anal she'osak boi Rabbi Akiva. And this made it impossible for them to continue and to assist in the great tikkun that Rabbi Akiva was bringing to Klal Yisrael, the Torah he was spreading and all the good things he was doing. Lehamshich mikoitza do'ois dalid, to be able to draw from that tip of the letter dalid. We mentioned in the previous year that the difference between emunah and kfira is the difference between the letter resh and the letter dalid. You have kel acher, which is called idols, and you have Hashem echod. So you have these two words, echod and acher. The difference is a tiny droplet of ink on the end of the resh that turns it into a dalid. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that that drop of ink, that koitza dois dalid, represents the tzaddik. The tzaddik is the one, again, Moshe, who differentiates, who can take us from shmad to rotzon, from acher to echod. So they did not have the ability to draw from that koitz of the ois dalid, mechof hei asvon the yichudei lo, from the 25 letters of Shema, mebechinas rotzoin hoelyoin, from the highest level of rotzoin, mebechinas pidyon hakoilil, from the ultimate pidyon that we spoke about earlier, lemato, to bring that down, lebechinas chof dalid botei dina manal, and thereby sweeten the din, eliminate the judgment in the 24 courts. His Talmidim were not able to do that because there was something defective there. The lack of ahava between them was something that Hashem considered so important that it overrode all of their good. This is an incredible, incredible thing. We know usually the law between mitzvah versus aveira is ma'at min ho'or docha harbe choshech. You have a room that's filled with darkness, 100 cubic feet of darkness. You light a candle where the flame is 1 inch, and that 1 inch of light can dispel, can illuminate the entire room. So usually the rule is ma'at min ho'er doich arba choshech, a little bit of light can counter a tremendous amount of. In this case, this issue of Ahavas Yisrael is so big in Hashem's eyes that despite the fact that they were good in everything else, in Torah, in Tefillah, all kinds of mitzvahs, this issue, when a Jew does not show the proper love and respect for another Jew, Hashem says, I don't need your Torah, I don't need your mitzvahs, I don't need you. I don't need you. 24,000 tzaddikim passed away because of this. V'alkein meisu chof dalet elef daika, and this is why it was specifically this number, 24,000 rabbis passed away during this period, the Yemei HaSfira specifically, ki hisgabru aleihem toikif hadinim shebechof dalet botei din. Because what happened was the severe measure of din in all of these 24 courts, all 24 courts pulled the trigger at the same time. Ki yefsher lahamshich hamtoka hanal meirotzein hoelyon. Because it is impossible to draw that sweetening power that comes from above, from Ratzon, from that highest place, shehu bechinas hisgalus eis Ratzon shebeshabbos bemincha. We mentioned one example of that is the great Ratzon, goodwill, that Hashem displays on the holiest day of the week and the holiest time of that day, Shabbos Mincha, when Shabbos is drawing to a close. That's considered to be the ultimate eis Ratzon of the week. When we say the words Va'anis filosi l'chashem eis rotzim, Rav Nosson Salzer writes, it's impossible for a Jew to be able to draw from that rotzim, which is available on Shabbos et Mincha, ki im al yedei ahava v'achtus shebein Yisroel. There's one prerequisite. There has to be love and unity in Klal Yisroel. Then we're capable of drawing from that rotzon, from that ace rotzon. Ki ahava bigimatria echod. Because the word ahava is bigimatria echod, one. Meaning that through ahava we connect with that place of achdus, that oneness of Hashem, where it's all chesed. There's no chesed and din. It's only rachamim. V'alkein ne'emar b'mincha b'Shabbos, and this is why our Shmon Esrei on Shabbos begins with the words Ato Echod, V'Shimcho Echod, U'mi Kamcho Yisrael Goyechad Boretz. You, Hashem, are one, your name is one, and who is like the Jewish people who are Goy Echod Boretz? Ki oz b'Shabbos b'mincha tzrichem la'alois ad rotzayin ho'elyon kanal. Because on Shabbos at Mincha time is when each and every Jew has to try to reach up to that place called Ratzon Elyon, to the highest level of kindness of Hashem. Shelozeh tzrichin sheyihyeh ahavo v'achdus godol ben Yisrael. And this requires tremendous love and unity among Klal Yisrael. Bechinas, as we say in the Shmoneh Esrei there, menuchas shalom v'shalvo hashkeit v'vetach. We're talking about a menucha, a rest, that's based on peace and tranquility and quiet. Ki pirud u'machloikes chas v'shalom hu b'chinas toikef hadinim. Because disunity, and when there's hate, when there's negativity between people, that represents midas hadin. That's what generates the din. Shemishom kol hakfirus, which is the source of all denial of Hashem. Denial of Hashem comes from that midas sadin, from that left side. Kemuva b'dvorav zal kam apomim, as Rabbi Nachman explains in many places throughout his sforim. Kizeh yodua, because this is a known fact, shekol ma shetzrichem lasos yichud elyon yoser, that whenever we're trying to accomplish a higher level unification in heaven, we have to elevate a larger number of souls to bring about that yichud. The Gemara makes a statement, Beroivom hadras melech. The more Jews that get together to do a mitzvah, the more it's a greater honor to Hashem. We have halacha. We're coming to Purim. In 2 weeks, it's going to be Purim. It's Hashem, 2.5 weeks. The halacha discusses a person wants to go to shul on Purim. Wait. You have to think which shul you're going to go to. And the halacha says they're special because Purim is all about persumei nisa. It's all about glorifying Hashem. Glorifying Hashem, there's one level of glory for Hashem if you're davening in a shul with 21 people. And there's a different level of glory for Hashem if you're davening in a shul with 2,000 people. So the Gemara and the halacha say that when you're choosing a shul to go to hear, when you're choosing a place to read the Megillah or to hear the Megillah, make sure you choose the right place. And if there's a larger place, go to the larger place because it's a greater honor to Hashem. Unless there's other criteria. Sometimes you go to the larger place, you ain't going to hear the Megillah. You're going to hear a lot of guns and other things going off. You're not going to hear anything about Purim. You're going to know about cowboys and Indians. You're not going to know anything about Purim. So there's other factors also that are involved. But this is one of the important factors, this issue, that the more Jews who get together in one place to perform a mitzvah, that raises the glory of Hashem. It brings about a higher level unification. We say all of our mitzvahs are l'shem yichud kud shebrichu shchinte, to unite Hashem and the Shekhinah. That's the terminology that's used. The greater a unification you want to bring about, the larger a number of Jews that have to participate to make it happen. V'ho ikar sheyischabru v'yisyachtu kulam bi'ahava v'yachtus. And again, it's not enough that they're all in one room. It's critical that they are united, that they like each other, they respect each other, that each person wants to be there, and each person recognizes that I need the other person. Without that other person, if we're 9 tzaddikim in a room, Moshe Rabbeinu, Avraham Avinu, we can't say Kaddish, we can't do Chazoras Hashatz, and one Joe Blow comes into the room and he changes the rules completely, completely different world, all kinds of halachas that come into play because it's 10 instead of 9. So the ikar is that there should be ahava, but the halacha does say that when a person, let's say, when a shliach tzibur, the one who's representing the people, he's davening for the amid, and he's got one guy in the shul who he really doesn't like. He doesn't like his face. He doesn't like his nose. He does what? So when he's leading the davening, he's happy to represent everybody except this one guy. The halacha says that tefillah is completely rejected and disregarded. Doesn't count at all. He's not motzi anybody there. The fact that he chooses to dislike one person is enough to passel the whole thing. So this is why he's telling us here, v'o'ikar she'yischabru v'yisyachtu kulam bi'ahava v'yachdus. The most critical thing is that they're all united, oneness and love. She'oz heim nichlolim b'mokor ha'achdus. Then they're able to plug into the source of oneness, which is Hashem. Ki kutshe berichu v'oiraisa v'yisrael kul achad. The Zohar HaKadosh says Hashem, the Jewish people, and the Torah are all one. It's all about oneness. Bechinas, as we say in Mincha, Ato Echod, you Hashem are one. Shimcho Echod, your name is one. Umi kamcha Yisrael Gechad, and the Jewish people are one. V'alkein, and therefore, Al Yedei Shelo Yehoyo Ahavo V'yachdus Bein Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, as a result of the fact that there was no love and unity among the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, this is why the number of students that died was exactly 24,000. And this is why they passed away specifically during these days of the counting of the Omer. They didn't succeed in sweetening the Midas Hadin of those 24 courts al yedei dalid de'echod, via that dalid of echod, she'olah l'sham Rabbi Akiva Rabban, which their rabbi Rabbi Akiva succeeded in reaching. He reached that pinnacle, the top of the top. They didn't come along for the ride because of the disunity among them. So they got the reverse. They got the opposite. Why during the Yemei HaSfira? We spoke before about what takes place on the night of Pesach. A tremendous display of the chesed of Hashem. But then afterwards, Hashem gives us these 49 days to clean ourselves up. We were on the 49th level of Tumah. Hashem sent a commando in, Moshe Rabbeinu, to rescue us, to pull us out of there, yank us out of there. He got us out, but we're still covered with a lot of the mud. And we have, just like a woman, to purify herself from her Tumah needs 7 days of cleansing, Shiva Nikiyim. So to Klal Yisrael, I have to go through these 7 weeks of purification during the 7 weeks of the Omer. So during this period of purification, if a person doesn't recognize that the most important critical quality is the Achdus, then Chas V'Shalom, that can override everything. Interesting, there's a very famous item recently that the world is getting better and better in some ways. The Siddurim that are published these days, most of the Siddurim have up front in Shachris, that before you start Shachris, they quote from the Arizal, that it's a very good thing for a person to say, Hareini mekabel olai mitzvah saseh, shel v'yohavto l'reyach ha-kamoicha. I hereby declare that I'm accepting upon myself the mitzvah of loving every Jew like myself. The Arizal said that when a person does that, they change their tefillah from a tefillas yochid to a tefillas rabim. If a person is on their own, their tefillah is one thing. Their tefillah can be examined and disqualified by malachim. Sometimes the Gemara says a person needs a schus for their tefillah to get to where it's supposed to get to and not get railroaded along the way. But the Gemara says, Hein kel kapir v'limas. When you have a tzibur, tefillah b'tzibur, that's a guarantee that your tefillah is going to go through. But as we just saw here, if a person is davening tefillah b'tzibur, he's in a shul, and he's not sitting near that guy because he hates that guy, and he doesn't want to hear that guy's voice, but if he's feeling negativity towards every person, then it's not tefillah b'tzibur, it's not really tefillah b'tzibur. So the Arizal said a point of a Jew making this declaration before he starts the first tefillah of the day, when a person says that, it's like he's holding hands with all of Klal Yisrael. He's saying, Hashem, I'm not coming to you like an individual, I'm coming to you together with all of Am Yisrael. That's one of the things that ensures that the tefillah is niskabel. And the Arizal says that you'll note that the pasuk in the Torah, V'yohavta l'reyacha kamocha ani Hashem, that pasuk, if you add up the letters in that pasuk, it's bigimatria, the name of Hashem. We know that there's a tefillah ona b'choach, which is referred to as one of the high-level names of Hashem. It has 7 lines of 6 words. The last line there is, Shavosenu kabel ushma tzakosenu. Hashem, please accept our tefillah, accept our cry. Yodea ta'alumos. You, Hashem, who know our hiddenmost feelings, and you know everything that's going on with us. The first letters of that pasuk, Shavosenu kabel ushma tzakosenu yodea ta'alumos, make up a name of Hashem, Shin Kuf Vav Tzadik Yutov, the Arizal says, is Bigimatria V'yohavto L'reyacha Kamoicho Ani Hashem. Showing that this is the prerequisite. By a Jew fulfilling this mitzvah, being conscious of this mitzvah in the Torah, this will ensure that Shavasenu Kabel, that our tefillah will be accepted by Hashem, and Hashem who knows the most hidden things. Now, which Jew is the Jew who is most known for this, that this was his specialty? His specialty was bringing Achdus and Klal Yisrael, was dissolving Machloket. Whenever there was a disagreement among Jews, he was the one who was extraordinary. And the Torah says that at his funeral, everybody, the men, women, everybody mourned, because everybody knew what he had done for them, the Shalom Bayis, all the things he had done, Aharon HaKohen. The Arizal says, Aharon, his name, Aleph Hei Reish Nun Sofit. We know the letter Nun is 50 normally in Gematria, but we know that the numbers in the Hebrew alphabet go up to 400. The last letter is Tav. From Aleph to Tav, Tav is 400. And Aleph is 1, and Aleph is 1,000. How do you have the numbers 500, 600, 700, 800, 900? So it's brought the letters Menatzbach, the 5 letters that appear in a different form at the end of a word, they are the numbers that go from 500 to 900. So Chaf Sofit is 500, Mem Sofit is 600, Nun Sofit is 700, Nun Sofit is 700. so that the word Aharon, Aleph Hey Resh Nun, is 906. 906 is Bigimatria V'yohafto L'reicha Kamoicha Ani Hashem. This is who he was. This was his pasuk in the Torah. This was his specialty. This is why we turn to the Kohen. The Kohen Gadol is the one who can bring about the Kapora Slicha Mechil on Yom Kippur. He's the one who can get all our sins forgiven because he has this most important quality, this Oyev Shalom, Varoidev Shalom, Oyev Esabriyos, Umekarvan LaTorah. This incredible quality. By the way, it's brought that the word Shalom, this incredible word that's used throughout the Torah, it's the bottom line in our Shmon Esrei, and it's everything. This is all about Shalom, unity in Klal Yisrael, Shalom. We speak about Hashem's 13 attributes of kindness, the Yud Gimel Midoy Shal Rachmim, right? Hashem's 13 qualities of kindness. The word Chesed is Bigamatria 72. 13 times Chesed is Bigimatria 936. The word Shalom, Shin Lamed Vav, is 336. And the Mem again is 600. The word Shalom is Bigimatria 13 times Chesed. To show that this is the thing, this is the quality which when Klal Yisrael have this, we have the ability to plug into that highest place. This is why we start, how do we start Yom Kippur? Before Kol Nidrei, we make an announcement. How does it start? Bezin Shalmala, Bezin Shalmata. B'yeshiva Shalmala, B'yeshiva Shalmata. Onu Matirin Lehispalel Im Ho Avaryonim. We hereby are making a declaration that the shul is open to whom? To everybody. Everybody? Yeah, even the Avaryonim, even the violators. We're inviting them. We want the tefillah to be a real tefillah, but tzibur. Tzibur is tzadikim, beinonim, urishon. That's a complete tefillah. The Gemara says a tefillah that doesn't have the Rishonim inside of it isn't a tefillah. A tainus, the Gemara says in Krisis, we're going to have tainus Esther soon. A tainus that doesn't include the Rishonim isn't a complete tefillah. The Ktoiris was in, had chelbana. Chelbana had a terrible foul odor. If that wasn't included, it's not Ktoiris. It doesn't affect that hamtoka sadinim. Because here we see you had the biggest tzaddikim, Rabbi Akiva's students. They had everything but this. It wasn't enough. This is more important than everything else. Paragraph Chazayim. Vezeh Shamra Zal. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain something very important. This is what the Gemara tells us in Psochem, page 56. Le'inyan Boruch Shem Koiv Malchusoi. Regarding this sentence, Boruch Shem Koiv Malchusoi. She'omroi Yaakov Koidem Histalkusoi. This was actually said by Yaakov Avinu before he passed away. Kemo shedorshu al posuk vayikro Yaakov el bonov vayomer heyosfu. As the Gemara points out that Yaakov Avinu, when he was about to leave the world, he gathered all his sons and he said, "Gather around. I want to tell you all about the coming of Moshiach." Achris hayomim. Shebikeishos legalois es hakeitz. He wanted to reveal the end. V'nistalko heimenu shchina. And then the spirit of Hashem left him. V'omar, so Yaakov Avinu said, Shemo yesh psul b'mitosi? Could it be that one of my kids is defective, chas v'shalom? Could it be that someone here is no good? And that's why the Shechina will not stay here and will not allow me to reveal this? So Poschu v'yomru, all of his kids spoke up in unity. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. They show that all of them believe in Hashem 100%. And they said to him, Kishem she'ein belibcho ele echod, kach ein belibeinu ele echod. Just like in your heart, there's only Hashem Echod. In our hearts also, there's only Hashem Echod. Posach Yaakov Yomar, Boruch Shem Kevoid Malchusoy Leilam Voed. So the Gemara says, Yaakov Avinu said, blessed is the name and the kingdom of Hashem. He was happy to see that all of his kids were beseder. So the question is, if everybody was beseder, how come the Shechina left? What was missing here? Rav Nosson Zal doesn't speak about it here, but he speaks that he's going to tell us incredible things here. But in another place in Likutei Halachos, he says, take a look at the words there. Yaakov Avinu started off, he said, hey, osfu, gather around, vagida, and I'm going to reveal to you. If, and it says he tried, didn't work. afterwards, the next pasuk says, he says, he kovtsu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov, v'shimu el Yisroel avikem. Gather around b'nei Yaakov and listen to the words of Yisroel. Mentioned, Rav Nosson Zal explains, Yaakov inu sua, that he had a group of tzaddikim, him and his 12 sons, mito shleima, they're called, a perfect bed, all tzaddikim, all righteous people. And then he saw the Shekhinah left, he thought maybe there's something missing. They all proved that they were with him 100%. So what's missing? That was when he realized that a group of tzaddikim is not going to bring Moshiach. That's not enough. You need outsiders. You need Yisrael. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Matan Torah would not happen with Moshe Rabbeinu, Avram Avinu, Yitzchak. They couldn't do it. You needed somebody as far away as Yisroel to be able to say, Ato Yodati God L'Hashem. Then the Matan Torah could be given. In order for Mashiach to come, it's going to take people coming from far away close. What's the difference in Hebrew between an asifa? The term asifa, when you have residents in a building that are having a meeting, they call it asifat hadayarim, a meeting of the people who live in this building. That's called an asifa, or an asifa of a vad, of a company, the head, the corporate leaders of a company. The term lekabetz, a kibbutz, refers to nidche amo Yisrael. Lekabetz means people, mekabetz nidche, people who are coming from far, far away. Yaakov Avinu realized that if the tzaddikim can't do it, then we're going to have to go outside. We're going to have to look for people who are far from Hashem and bring them close. That's what's going to bring about the coming of Moshiach. I'm giving you a drop. He explains it much further and shows in the Psukim and everything how this is the reason. But now let's see what he tells us here. So now, regarding this Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchuso, the Gemara says, V'amru, V'amru Sham, the Gemara says there, Lemru, should we say, now the fact that Yaakov Avinu said Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, should we include that in our prayer? When we say Shema, should we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso? Lo Yomru Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu did not say it. If you look in Chumash Dvarim, where we have the Shema Yisrael, it says Shema Yisrael, Shem Kvod Malchuso, V'yohafta. It does not say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. So if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, maybe we shouldn't say it. Loy lemru, should we not say it? But Yaakov Avinu did say it. Ad, the Gemara, until the Gemara proceeds to say, you know what? We'll compromise. Heskinu loymar b'chashov. The rabbis established that we'll say it silently. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, we do say it, but we say it quietly, not like the Shema. And the Gemara goes on to say, Moshe lebas melech, Shehiricha Tzike Kedera, this could be compared to a princess who lives in royalty. She's the daughter of the king. And one day she walks by the kitchen. Princess doesn't go into the kitchen in the king's palace, right? She doesn't mingle with the cook and the chef and the guys who wash the dishes. One day she's going by there and she smells something delicious. And she asks, what is that? And they say, that's the bottom of the pot. That's the tzikek deira. That's the cholent that burnt, the bottom of the pot. And she says, wow, that smells much better than the stuff you guys serve us. We get the record, I see here they got the real good stuff, the real geschmack stuff. So she says, can I have some of that? And they look at her, and she's the princess. She can have everything, but on the other hand, if they give it to her, probably the king will chop all their heads off, because anybody sees a princess eating the bottom of the pot, they're going to see, you know, it's gonna be terrible. So they agree that they're going to give it to her on the sneak. They can't put it on her plate on the table, because again, if people see that this is what she's eating, so what they're going to do is they're going to give it to her on quiet, silently, hiddenly. The Gemara says, that's the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Eloylam Voed. Yaakov Sovar Shekvar Yochoy Legaloy Saketz. Yaakov Avinu thought that it's time to reveal the coming of Moshiach. Machmashero Mitosoy Shlema, because he saw his bed was complete. Vekulam Chazokim Be'emunak Doshabo Yisporach. His entire family is solid in their faith in Hashem, and his family was Klal Yisrael at the time. Avul Kishero Shenestalka Himenu Shchina. Whereas when he saw that despite this wonderful family. The Shechina left him. Savar shemo yesh psul b'mitosoi. His first thought was, maybe I'm not seeing something. Maybe there's a psul in one of my children. Paschav amru shma Yisrael, kishem shem b'libcha lechod, miyad haven Yaakov. So immediately Yaakov Avinu understood, she'afal pi shebonav kulam chazokim bohemun hakdoshah, that even though his children are all solid in their faith, still, the time has not yet arrived to reveal the kates. Ki ro v'heven taketh, because he saw and understood immediately, she'ikr ikuv ha'geula, that the main thing that's holding up the geula is, machma she'tzrichim lehalois kol ha'kedushois hanafulois, that there are sparks of kedusha that are fallen, that are outside. There are people who are not religious. There are people who are far from Hashem. And we have to elevate those sparks. Ad sheyalu hagerim v'kol harechoikim me'agdushem oid. Until we will first see all those converts that are supposed to come and join Klal Yisrael. And all the Jews who have drifted far and far away from Hashem. Until all they come. Sheze yefsher kiim. And that's impossible. Kiim al yedei shemeirin mehayichud ho'elyoin, mebchinas shma, lahayichud ha'tachtoin, shebchinas chov dal rasun shebor shem karusoi. He understood that that will not happen unless we know how to channel the light, the chesed of Hashem, the kindness of Hashem, which is represented by Shema Yisrael, to channel it down to the 24 courts, which are represented by this bor shem kvoid malchusoi. Shayidei zeh daiko, Malin Meshmad Larotzlein. That's what gives us this energy, this incredible, powerful spiritual energy that's needed to elevate people from Shmad, from the lowest place, to Rotzlein, to the highest place. V'alkein posach Yaakov miyad v'omar boruch shem kvoid malchusoy l'mvoed. That's why Yaakovinu burst forth. He heard Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael isn't enough. You're all the way up there. You have this great light up there. You have to bring that light down to the Midas Sadin, to the Chof Dalet Bot Eidinim. So he declared, Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchusay Elam Voed. Hainu, Sheshem Kvoid Malchusay Yisborach, Boruch Umevoyroch Tomid Lo Elam Voed. That Hashem's Malchus, Hashem's kingdom, is blessed always, forever. Meaning, Ki Afilu Bech, not just among the most religious people, not just in the Sanhedrin is Hashem's name blessed. It's blessed Lo Elam Voed everywhere. Wherever Hashem's Malchus is, which means Umalchusoi Bakoil Mashallah, we say. Hashem's Malchus is Bakoil, even in the places that are against Hashem, anti-Hashem. Kiafilu Bechol Hamadregois Hatachtoinois Mo'oid Mo'oid. Even in the very, very lowest spiritual places, we have the greatest tumma. On the ashrams, we have all kinds of Jews, Jewish kids who grew up in Jewish homes. On the ashrams in Buddhism and Shmudism, all this nonsense. Even there, Mevoirach Shem Kivoid Malchusoi. Hashem's honor, Hashem's glory is blessed. Ubevadai Yikmoires Shaloi. And Hashem will definitely finish the job. Hashem is definitely going to complete what he set out to do. V'yegale kvoid malchusoy lein koil. Hashem will reveal and display his kingdom, his authority, to the entire world. Avol machmazeh biatzmoy kol ikur ikuv ketzagula. However, this is the real cause of what's blocking the geula from being finalized. Ki haketz sosum v'chosum mo'oid mo'oid v'yev shelegalosoy. The end is completely, completely hidden and closed. It's locked, sealed tight. Machmasheyesh bozeh soid godol. Because there's a very deep secret related to this. We have to scrape the bottom of the barrel. We have to go into these sparks of Kedusha that are all the way down there in the mush, in the junk. kiyim besoid nifla. And that can't be done necessarily in the newspapers. That can't be done publicly. Just like Lahavdil, when they go in to rescue hostages. You have human hostages that are on a physical level. People that are taken hostage by the enemy and you want to rescue them. You don't do it by announcing, by having every day in the newspapers, we're going to blow up Iran and we're not going to blow up. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Heads, we're going to blow up, we're going to attack Iran, we're not. That's not how it's done. We know that any time just about that there was a successful rescue mission, it was done where nobody knew about it. There was no talking at all, complete silence, cover, and then go in and rescue. Lahavdil in Kiddush also, when you want to rescue, when you want to rescue sparks of holiness, Jews that have fallen into these places, it's not done through a lot of noise. There's a secret involved in this. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu did not write the words Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso into the Torah. Despite the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu knew about this very well. Who told us the secret of what the conversation was between Yaakov Avinu and his sons when Yaakov Avinu was passed away? How do we have that information? We got that information only through Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Because all of our information as to what took place during the time of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, all of that was given to us by Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Avlaf al Pikein. However, despite the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu knew what Yaakov Avinu's response was when they said Shema, Loi Omar Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Lamved Beferish BaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu did not include those words in the Torah. Kihu Soid Komus Venelam, because this is a very, very deep hidden secret. Ve'efshar LeGaloise BaTorah Shebichsav Beferish, it cannot be written in the Torah Shebichsav. You know, in an open way. V'alkein hiskinu loymar oisei b'chashoy. And this is why our rabbis established the halacha that we say it silently. Moshe lebas melech shehirikot tzika gdera, because this could be compared to the princess who smelled the choicest part of the food and she wants it. And like, why can't she have? Of course she can have it. The answer is she can have it, not in an obvious way. This is going to have to be done hiddenly, on the sneak. Shehein bechinas reach hakedushos hanefulos. This represents the aroma of those sparks of kedusha, those Jews who have fallen, harachoykos moed, who are very far from Hashem. Shehein munochim b'mekoymos hamegunim moed, and they're found in terrible places, in despicable places. Toymar yeshlo. If we say we're going to give the princess this gnai, it's an insult. Because it's an insult for people to see her eating this, the bottom of the pot. Because these sparks of Kedusha are in filth. They're in the lowest places. They're so far from Hashem. So if we publicize it, it's going to be an insult to Hashem in a sense. Loi toimar. And if you don't say it, if we're not going to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoi, Yesh lo tzar. If we're not going to give the princess this tzikek dera, then she's going to feel terrible. Ki afal pikein kol chukos yaleim. Because even though these sparks of kedusha now have a terrible foul odor to them, these Jews who have fallen away right now, they have a foul odor to them. They have a bad smell to them, but still. The Bas Melech wants them, is craving that more than anything else. Machma shafilu mimekoimam shehem shom. Because even in the filthy places where they are, Reichom hatoiv oila yofe. If you pay attention clearly, when a person sees the bottom of the pot at first, it looks, wow, that looks disgusting. Then somebody goes over and takes a better whiff of it, and they realize, that's not disgusting. That's the best part. That part tastes the best, in a sense. So Rav Nosal says that even b'mkoymam, there's a reach toiv coming from there. A person who has good eyes can see that they can become the best Jews. The Gemara says, b'mokoym shebalei tshuva imdim, ein tzadikim gemurim yecholim lamoid. The nachas that Hashem can get from a Jew who is far, far away and comes close is far, far greater than a person who grew up religious his whole life. Alkein hischilu avodov lohovi lo bachashoi. That's why the servants of the king started bringing her this stuff on the sneak, silently. Ki Moshe ro shenichshal al yedei shekirev ho'erev rav koidem azman. Because Moshe Rabbeinu saw the sakona in this, how dangerous this project called outreach, kiruv, is. There's tremendous danger involved. That Moshe Rabbeinu, by trying to be makarev the erev rav before the right time, they ended up undermining everything he did throughout the time in the desert and messing up Klal Yisrael in so many different ways. Ad she'omer lo Hashem Yisborach lech reid, to the point where Hashem ended up telling Moshe Rabbeinu, go down, ki shiches amcha, because your guys messed up. Amcha, the guys who you decided to bring around. Who told you to be makarev them? Who told you to be makarev the erev rav? At shehuchrach lehistalik al yedei zeh, to the point where they led things to such a point where Moshe Rabbeinu was forced to pass away because of all the instigations, everything they did to get him to hit the rock and all the different things, all coming from this erev rav. Vispashtusei b'chol dora v'dora, the Zohar HaKadosh says that Moshe Rabbeinu is nispashet in every single generation. His soul comes back down in every single generation, l'saken zois, to correct the error that was made in being mekarev the erev rav. Kemuvan b'zoyer hakodesh u'betikunim u'barayim mehemna b'kama mekoymois, as is brought throughout the Zohar HaKadosh in many places. V'zehu bi'atzmoy inyan hanal, shekol hadrusha zeh soyviv olav. And that whole concept of what Moshe Rabbeinu went through and everything is what this entire discussion that we've had throughout this halacha is all about. Shehu mashegila at morzal, it's based on what Rabbeinu Zal revealed to us. Shem Moshe oimed bein shmad l'rotzoin, that Moshe Rabbeinu is positioned between shmad on one extreme and rotzoin on the other extreme. Lasois geirim, his main mission in the world is to bring close those who are very far, the furthest, the geirim. Lahaloisam mishmad l'rotzoin, ki afal pi sheloi gomar b'shleimus kiritzoinoi b'chayov, because despite the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu did not finish the job, he didn't succeed completely while he was physically living, v'huchruch l'stalik al yedei zeh, and he was forced to pass away as a result of that, avol zako chulke shenestalik b'rayva d'rayv and b'shabbos b'mincha. However, the Zohar HaKadosh writes, how lucky is Moshe Rabbeinu that he passed away at the holiest time of the week, on Shabbos at Mincha time. Vaideze yigmor veyigmor lahalois kol agerim. And that's what will ensure that he will definitely finish the job. He will succeed in elevating all the converts and being makari of all the people that need to become a kuruv. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu refused to put the Baruch Shem Kod Malchuso, to write it clearly in the written Torah, he understood that this secret of Baruch Shem Kod Malchuso has to be hidden. This mission of rescuing these hostages, elevating these fallen souls, velasos geirim, this has to be done quietly, without rash, without a lot of publicity, because the minute the other guy, and this is, we see it today, we see the non-religious sharpening their swords and ready to kill, when it becomes a little too public that there are too many of their children that are becoming religious, when it starts being done openly a little bit, then the other side gets super upset and they're ready to destroy. They'll blow up everything. They'll blow up the whole, we'll burn down the whole state of Israel rather than go black, rather than have our kids become religious. There are parents who say, I'd rather have my kid on drugs than have him be Shomer Mitzvot. Between the two, that's better. That's less crazy. Ki ho'erev rav heim bechinas isur chometz. Because the erev rav is associated with the Isra of Chametz that we have on Pesach, as we spoke about this earlier. K'may shekosu b'Zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Vayar ha'om ki voishesh Moshe. The people saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was procrastinating. He said he was going to come down at a certain time. He went up to heaven. He'll be down in 40 days. And they saw that he wasn't coming. So that was when the Eir of Rav said, oh, time for another new leadership. And that was when they started the whole thing with the Egel HaZohov. So the Zohar Kaddish, the Gemara says, ki vo sheish, ki vo sheish. They saw that the sixth hour had arrived, the sixth hour of the day when the sun, and they knew clearly that, hey, 40 days is over, you know. And the Zohar Kaddish says, the Afrasha ben sheish l'sheva. This was the Eir of Rav who were trying to make a difference between the sixth hour and seventh hour, which is the whole Isur of Chametz. We know that Chametz becomes Osur on Erev Pesach. The moment you step into the seventh hour, that's when the Isur of Chametz is Midoraisa. Ukemarumas Batoira, as we find a hint of this in the Chumash, when it says Vayoifues Habosek, that they baked the dough very quickly, Ugois Matzois, ki loy Chametz. They did not allow it to ferment, to become into Chametz. Ki gur shumi Mitzrayim, because they were evicted, they were chased out of Egypt. V'lo yochlu l'smameya, they couldn't delay. V'gam erev rav ola itam. And in that same pasuk, it mentions the erev rav. In the same pasuk where it says the Jews made matzah, not chametz, because they were in a hurry, and the erev rav was there. And the Zohar HaKadosh shows that's the kesha, because the erev rav is the chametz. The erev rav is this bo sheish. They represent this chametz, which is the sitra achra, machmetzes, chametz mace, we said. V'alkein hiskinu loyma boshem kodem kosa bachshoi. And this is why the rabbis established the halacha that we say boroshem kodem kosa silently, ki hu soid komus venelam. Because this is a very deep, deep secret. This secret about the rotzon ho'elyon, the raiva deriven, this incredible high level of light that the tzaddikim have access to, and they use to be able to bring people from the lowest, lowest places to bring them up. And that's why we are not allowed to announce Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso out loud a whole year. We can't make an announcement that we're going to be bringing everybody into Klal Yisrael, all the non-religious that we're going to be bringing all them in. Kiyim b'yom ha-kippurim. There's only one day a year that we're allowed to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso out loud. Kedei shelo yisoyru lekatrei chas Hashem. Because if we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso out loud, that could activate kitrugim, all kinds of prosecution against Klal Yisrael. K'may Sham Razal, as the Medrash says, and the Gemara says in Yuma, that the word hasoton is bigematria 364. So 364 days a year, the Sotan has power, therefore watch yourself. Don't play, don't tease him, don't put it in his face that you're going to make everybody religious, because he'll bite your head off. That's why during those 364 days, we say Baruch Shem Kvod quietly. One day a year when the Sotan doesn't have power, we're permitted to publicize this. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod. Aval kol ochad tzorech leida benafshoi. However, each Jew has to know deep inside, shebevadai yigmoir Hashem yisborach v'atzadik mamitiyim es shelohem, that Hashem and the true tzadikim are definitely going to finish the job. They're going to complete the job. V'yalu hakoil, they're going to elevate everybody. V'yigalu v'yefarsimu shem kvod malchusoy, and they will reveal and publicize Hashem's authority, Hashem's glory, sheyeh mevoirach li'olam voed, that Hashem will be blessed permanently. Va'ayin b'likutei toiro laharizal, take a look in the Sefer Likutei Toiro of the Arizal, b'parshas boi, b'posek kadosh li kol b'chor, move on sham, the Arizal shows there, shepegam ho'erev rav, hoyo bedalid rabosi de'echod, that the pigam of the Erev Rav, where they were connecting to the, was in that large dalid of the word Echod. In the Sefer Torah, Shema Yisrael Shema Echod, that dalid is written oversized. Shemishom Shoroshem Ho'elyon. That's where the Erev Rav drew their chiyus from on a spiritual level. The Alkein, and therefore, meaning they draw their chiyus from a very, very high place. V'alkein heim bechinas pegam ha-chometz. And that's why they represent chometz. We said that the difference between chometz and matzah is also a tiny droplet of ink. Chometz has the mem in it and the tzaddik in it, and matzah has the mem and tzaddik. The difference is that matzah is the letter hey, chometz is the letter ches. That tiny droplet of ink that differentiates between a hey and a ches, that's that droplet of ink that differentiates between the dalet and the hey. In Hashem, I'm saying the dalet and the resh. The Hashem Echod versus the Kelachim. Vayidei histalkus Moshe b'rayved arayven. And as a result of Moshe Rabbeinu passing away at the holiest time of the week, this rotzayn sheberetzaynos, hu misakein zois. He's involved in repairing all of this. Ki oisek lahalois mishmad l'rotzayn. He is still involved, even today, in elevating all the holiness from shmad, from the lowest places, to rotzayn. V'lachzor la'asoyz geirim, and to continue to bring geirim to Klal Yisrael. The Gemara makes a statement, lo'igolu Yisrael bein homo yisoylam, ela b'shvil she'yishabru aleim geirim, that one of the main reasons why Klal Yisrael had to go through this process of being evicted from Eretz Yisrael and living among non-Jews is that those select few of the non-Jews that have the ability to join Klal Yisrael, should have the ability to do it. That they should have Yidden living in their midst that they can connect to and come join class, because that's going to help complete the Kiddushin. V'hovein heitev l'chaber kol anal yachad. Rav Nosson Zal says, understand very well what we said here and what we've said in these previous pages to put it all together. V'ayin b'zoyer HaKodesh u'betikunim u'bekisvi arizal b'mekoymois rabim. If you look throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah, you'll see that there's a lot of discussion on this topic, what we're speaking about here. Vohikar, but the most important thing is shetekabel mikulam umidvareinu anal eitzoy samitiyos, that when you learn all of this, you should be able to extract advice for yourself, lehischazek tomid, to strengthen yourself all the time in your emun in Hashem and closeness. B'koyach ha-tzadik emes, with the help of the great tzadikim, shehem b'chinas Moshe, who are in the category of Moshe Rabbeinu.